programs are doctrinally sound, theologically conservative, and financially affordable. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today to enroll now. Leave your contact info for someone to reach out to you today. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. You will be glad you did. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, the issue today, should America simply surrender our morals and ethics and values? That's a question I'd love to have you answer. Are you satisfied with what you see? Are you satisfied with where we have been and where we're headed if we are not conscious of that and deliberately making the determination now that we're going to protect ourselves as a nation as best we can from the human perspective by vetting the candidates and voting? And I'm talking about voting early. Listen, some say, well, you know, that's in November, that's months away. It is just a breath away when it comes to real time and what's taking place. We need to realize and recognize that this time next year, if we do not act according to the scripture in November when it's election time for the midterms, and we'll have people elected citywide, statewide, and national election candidates that will be coming up in November. Some for our own city coming up in March and April of next year then. So, ladies and gentlemen, the point that I'm making, the issue that we're talking about, is that we need to not be silent and not just sit, but we need to stand. In fact, I was listening this morning on Fox News, and Newt Gingrich was speaking. They were interviewing him, and he said, the Democratic Party is nuts. He said, they're crazy. I said, they're wackos. They're totally bonkers, if you will. But he was going into details as his communication about the dangers we have with the Democratic Party. He said they're no longer sane. They're no longer thinking. It is totally a different Democratic Party than was known just a few years ago. What used to be called the Democratic Party, still referred to as Democrats, a socialist, Marxist, communist today, ladies and gentlemen. That's the reason I'm saying, and I'm trying to impress our listeners today with the fact that if we do not wake up, sit up, be heard, be seen as conservatives, as Christians, as patriots, we'll be back in the same position or worse under the Biden administration. In fact, Hakeem Jeffers and several others have already said that they prepared the papers, the documents, to start the process to impeach President Trump again if they win the House and the Senate in November. They're not making it having it a secret. They're making it plain, clear, public of their intents for America. They've already said, ladies and gentlemen, that if they win control of the House and the Senate, they're going to go to 13 in the Supreme Court rather than 9. They're going to add Puerto Rico and D.C. as 2 additional states in order to get the Democratic votes. You see what is happening in places like California and Virginia and other states, ladies and gentlemen, where they have warped the districts in order to cut out any possible election that would have Republicans in it. Conservatives are being cut out. But ladies and gentlemen, President Donald Trump issued an executive order just a few months back making it illegal in America to continue with the transgender butchery surgery. I'm looking at an article that says irreversible genital surgeries, mutilation industry surges, now worth billions to hospitals and pharmaceuticals. Hospitals, by the way, I'm saying this because most of these medical associations have said, hey, I don't care what you sign as an executive order, we're still going to do what we want to do. And they're doing it. And it will get worse if we're not cognizant of it and elect the right people. Says hospital system, big pharma, and giants like Planned Parenthood are posting astronomical revenue stream growth. Documented research shows that about two-thirds of the 9 in 10 of minors with gender confusion who underwent puberty normally will embrace their biological sex. But there's little money in hospitals and pharmaceutical industries with that mindset. That's why the American Principles Project has released a report estimating the cost of various transgender ideological services. And they go into a whole list of the different parts, the different body parts that are removed, the different surgeries, and the cost that's on the lineup of cost for each of those surgeries. And ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, it says, estimated total cost of full gender mutilation procedure to be anywhere from $410,600 for males and $605,500 for females. Further, the cost of puberty blockers runs $3,000 to $25,000 per year. Cross-sex hormones can run up to $4,200 a year for the life of the patient. Once this happens, ladies and gentlemen, that individual no longer has a life to live. It is a life totally dependent upon more surgeries and more doctors and more pharmaceuticals and more control of the body by the chemical industry. And ladies and gentlemen, this article says that Big Pharma, Planned Parenthood, and others have been posting astronomical revenue streams and growth through mutilating gender transition services. And it talks about their estimated worth has gone up billions upon billions of dollars and the mega range of percentage of increase. And it says, meanwhile, Planned Parenthood has been raking in a record of profit also. And another indication I'm talking about today, should America simply surrender our morals, ethics, and values? Is it okay to butcher a healthy body parts? Is it okay to have what's called transgenderism? Is it okay to have the LGBTQ sodomite agenda being pushed to our kids in the governmentally controlled schools? Is it all right to have DEI as the mindset for the teachers to push? Is it okay, ladies and gentlemen, as a teacher in one of the classes in one of the schools recently, is it okay for schools to really shut the school down like on May 1st called May Day and encourage the students to go out and demonstrate in the streets with signs that the teachers helped them make in the classrooms, illiterally remonstrating against President Trump and the Trump administration? Are you satisfied with that? Does that affect our morals, ethics, and values? Does it take away who America is and what we stand for? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at the headline, the Trump White House takes transgender-motivated terror threats seriously. Americans have witnessed the politically motivated killings of Christians and conservatives committed by violent left-wing extremists. And this article is in-depth, ladies and gentlemen, and it points out that much of what has happened in the recent years, Tyler Robinson tried to Tyler Robinson, the one that assassinated Charlie Kirk. Another person, an 18-year-old, identified as a woman, shot and killed 8 people in British Columbia in Canada. Another person, 23 years old, identifying as a woman, shot and killed 2 children in the Annunciation Church in Minneapolis in August. Another person, 30-year-old man, who identified as a female, shot and killed his parents June of 2024. All of these, and I've got a whole list, all of them in the process of transgenderism, with the drugs that they put them on that in each and every case caused them to go absolutely stupefied bonkers to kill anybody in the sights and to hate everybody that they felt was against them because of their transgenderism. You'd say, well, preacher, we're supposed to love everybody. That's right. We don't have to love and embrace the sin. And I've simply said many, many, many years now, I believe it's an impossibility. Hear me. I believe it's an impossibility for any human being, A-N-Y, any human being, to say, I am a Democrat and I vote Democrat and I'm also a Christian. It's an impossibility. It's an oxymoron. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an impossibility to be a Christian having a relationship to God through Jesus Christ and make a decision that you're going to butcher healthy body parts, that you're going to allow the embracing and push the embracing of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda and the embracing of murder by way of abortion, and to say somehow, some way, I love Jesus and I'm a Democrat. It's an oxymoron. Impossibility. Ladies and gentlemen, we have facing us in America an opportunity to, I believe, extend the heritage of the United States of America. We're about to celebrate 250 years. How much longer will it be before America will be gone if we do not adhere to biblical values and take a stand? Here's an article that you may or may not have heard. You probably haven't. Inciting violence. Trump calls Hakeem Jeffries to be charged. Social media post shows Democrat displaying, quote, here's Hakeem Jeffries displaying a sign, a billboard-type sign, that says, Maximum Warfare. He posted that sign, ladies and gentlemen, just days before the assassination attempt at the Hilton Hotel and the banquet that Trump was in recently. This article goes on. Jeffries recently delivered an implied threat to them, warning them to be careful how they speak about him. His blunt condemnation of Trump and his agenda recently promoted him to prompted him to appear as on the poster showing an image of the president with the words, Maximum Warfare. So Trump is wondering, should Hakeem Jeffries be charged with inciting violence? I believe so, ladies. That's my opinion. Trump's question is accompanied by an image of Jeffries with the Maximum Warfare demand. Then it explains 3 days later a gunman attempted to assassinate the White and assassination at the White House Correspondents Association. Ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats' agenda today is to destroy America and rule over the ashes. That's where it stands. And ladies and gentlemen, you might say, well, many of you may be saying, it doesn't affect me. It does. If we lose our constitutional republic, if we lose our freedom of speech, if we lose our religious liberties, we've lost the essence, the foundation of America. And again, I quote for you Psalms 11:3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I'm concerned. I do not want us to see another stolen election. And I'm looking at a headline. Federal judge rules that the DOJ can keep the 2020 election ballots it seized from Georgia's Fulton County. You realize in Fulton County, because the DOJ and the FBI agents went in, seized about 600 boxes of ballots and voting paraphernalia to examine everything. They've not completed a job, but just with what they've discovered already, hundreds of thousands of illegal mail-in ballots, thousands upon thousands of dead people, dead Democrats voted for Joe Biden. If you just take into consideration of what they found in the Georgia election, President Trump would have been in office in 2020. But that took place not just in Georgia, but in Pennsylvania and Arizona and other states, ladies and gentlemen. And yet, I get a little uptight. You've heard the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats, and the Marxist media say that The courts turned down, rejected. The courts ruled against Trump and all of his acolytes when they said that the election was stolen in 2020. Listen, none of the cases were heard. I believe there was either 67 or 73 cases filed by Trump and Trump associates and the Trump orbit trying to get to the truth just after the 2020 election. The court said you've not been harmed yet, it's not been proven yet, et cetera, never would let it get beyond the courthouse door. But ladies and gentlemen, it's being proven by their examination of the ballots. This article reads, the seizure of the FBI on January the 28th was based on the Justice Department's investigation into irregularities occurring during the 2020 presidential election in Fulton County. The judge on Wednesday ruled that the federal government can continue to hold because they've been fighting it. By state of Georgia, been fighting it, saying return our ballots. You can't keep them. You can't look at them, et cetera, et cetera. But the judge ruled that the federal government can continue to hold the election ballots from Fulton County. The article further says the seizure by the FBI on January the 28th was based on Justice Department investigation into irregularities that occurred during the 2020 presidential election. It further says things that they found casting of tabulations were false, fictitious, or fraudulent ballots, according to the AP. Joe Biden was declared the winner in Georgia and received the state's 16 electoral votes. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you do when years after an election you find out the election was stolen, as we knew to begin with? How do you give back the reputation of President Trump with what he went through under the Biden administration, with the lawfare, with the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, and the second and third attempt to impeach him? What do you do to go back and make things that you can't? But we can, ladies and gentlemen, prevent it from happening in the future if we recognize the truth of the matter of what had taken place. Ladies and gentlemen, it's immoral, it's unholy, it's ungodly, it's unbiblical for what we faced as Christians, conservatives, and patriots during the Biden administration. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm warning us today because that is possible for tomorrow, in the future tomorrows. Listen, under the Democratic, demonic Marxist plan, America was on the fast track to lose all the morals, all the values, and all of that we called ethical in America. You realize, in Georgia, the first book, what's his name, Zuckerberg, I believe it invested $400 million in the Georgia election. And the one that's the heading that heads up the election process in Georgia, still lying about what took place. I believe, frankly, he was bought and paid for by the Zuckerberg Bucks, as it was called then. But ladies and gentlemen, we have something even more grave and more serious than that. We have today, as a result of the Biden administration and the open borders, as a result of 20 to 25, and some say as many as 30 million illegal invaders crossed the border. Multitudes of those were Islamic jihadists. And today, we're witnessing Texas' attempt for the Islamic jihadists to take over Texas. We already see, ladies and gentlemen, the Islamic jihadists that have taken over the state of Michigan. We've seen the Islamic jihadists through the Somalians in Minnesota. We are witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, the Islamic takeover in New York City. And that's on the fast track for our entire nation. Listen, I've talked about this hundreds of times in the past 25 years. Two books and mega hours of research about the Islamic jihadists, their goal, their ambition, their operation, their modus operandi, and what is happening. And now in Texas, I'm reading an article that gives me a little hope for Texas. Of course, the Islamic jihadists have already said they're going to take Texas. They've already bragged about the fact they've got 1,100 Islamic jihadists running for office in the November election across America. Headline, state orders unauthorized Texas American Muslim University to shut down. The state of Texas is moving against the so-called Texas American Muslim University, ordering it to close as it is operating without any authorization from the state. The Texas A&M University system also is threatening action against the Muslim University for trademark infringement. The operation has been branded itself as Tex, T-E-X, A&M University, but has been accused by Governor Greg Abbott of posting as a higher education institution without any authorization. The Texas State Higher Education Coordination Board, which does not recognize the school as a university, ordered it to cease advertising and its programs of enrolling students. The Real School System, Texas A&M University System, followed up with a cease and desist letter demanding the Muslim University stop using its name and infringing on and diluting its logo. As a published report noted, that the Muslim operation advertises itself as the first university in the country to offer STEM degree programs with mandatory courses in Islamic studies. The article goes on to read, the school promoted that 30% minimum of its curriculum is mandatory studies in Islam. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you understand the connotation of that. It connotes the fact that under Islamic jihadist teachings, Sharia law teachings, it is designed to teach kids, students that would be in that university, to be a little Islamic jihadist to further take over the United States of America. That's all, as simple as that. So I commend Governor Abbott for his stand. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. We're talking about this in the broader picture of the Socialist Marxist Communist BLM Democratic Party, and they're embracing the pro-Palestinian movement. The Democrats today embrace the Islamic jihadist movement. The Democrats today embrace the immoral butchering of healthy body parts. The Democrats today embrace murder by way of abortion. Democrats today are embracing everything that we as Christians consider central biblicist values, the core values, and it's the values that's spoken of in Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? What if we have no fundamental foundation of morals and ethics and biblical values? What do we have as a nation? I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you, Pastor. This is Davis. You know, what you're saying right now, it kind of confirms, I believe, what I'm thinking, and you can correct me should I be on the wrong track. I don't think there is a radical Muslim in the United States at all. They are fundamentalists. They are living up to the Quran. A radical is somebody that goes against something that you stand for as good, and they deviate. You know, you even take a Baptist. If he sticks to the Bible and stays, he's a fundamentalist. Whenever he deviates, then he's radical. There's not a radical Muslim in the United States. Every one of them are fundamentalists.
Brother, you're exactly 100% correct. In fact, I've said it this way, if I can elaborate further. If a person is a Muslim, he reads the Quran, he believes the Quran, he wants to obey the Quran, given the opportunity, he will kill me and kill you. And now, I didn't just think that up. In my book, Is Islam Tolerant, I point out that in 2006, that the FBI's final report on what happened in 9/11, what happened on that date with the Islamics trying to destroy America, they said their search was, what caused these to do this, these Islamics? And the bottom line is, the FBI report says they read and believed and obeyed the Quran. You can't get any clearer than that.
I don't think so. And what I'm thinking is this, how many Democrats have converted to Muslimism?
Not only converted to it, but fully 100% embracing it.
Absolutely. If we got a few Republicans, it's probably rhinos.
Well, we got more than a few rhinos, and I'll talk further back. We've got a lot of these dudes that want to get elected. They claim to be Republicans. They claim to be conservative. They claim to love the Constitution. They claim to believe in the rule of law until they get elected, and I believe after they get elected, they lose their brains.
It's sort of like that lizard that can change colors.
Called a chameleon, isn't it?
I think so. I believe you're right, brother. I believe you're right.
You're exactly right. What it demands, if I could take you a moment, Brother Davis, what it demands, and I'm harping on this perhaps more than some people would like to hear, it demands Christians to sit up and take notice and to be found to be salt and light. That means we vet the candidates, we vote for the candidate that's going to more closely uphold the rule of law and the values of morals, ethics, and values that are biblically fundamental in our nation today. And I believe it's time Christians stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, go to the ballot box, and listen, you're prevailing of this, I'm sure. In 2016, 40 million Christians didn't vote. In 2020, some 32 million Christians didn't vote. I don't know how many Christians didn't vote in 2024. But if those same numbers hang in there in 2026 in November, we will lose America as we know it today. And I know that's a pretty tough statement, and I make it that statement boldly because I believe we need to get the Christians, conservatives, and patriots' attention. And I believe we need to start at the household of faith. We need to start at the church door. We need to start with pastors that don't have backbone and spine enough to stand up and speak the truth and from the pulpit call what is taking place to the forefront and tell our congregations how to vote based on what we found as Christians and leaders. I believe it's time we do that. Brother Davis, thank you.
And I think they said that judgment starts at the house of God, and that's
yes, sir,
the problem right there.
Absolutely, brother. God bless you. Thank you for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I'm looking at an article from the ACLJ, Jay Sekulow. In just the last few days, a jihadist nightmare has unfolded once again in Nigeria, leaving multiple Christians massacred. People of faith gathered to worship, praying, singing, believing that they were safe. Then armed militants stormed in. The pastor was executed. Dozens of believers abducted and dragged away. Families torn apart in an instant. Loved ones taken in the darkness. This is the reality. Believers must begin listening and doing and standing for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time we stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Another headline, the Muslim mass immigration takeover in the West. And it talks about, ladies and gentlemen, what I've been saying for months and months and months and yea, years in relationship to the danger of watching Islam jihadists come in and take total control of the West and right here in the United States of America. It is very, very serious and very, very clear. And Ilhan Omar is one of the ones, ladies and gentlemen, that's making millions of dollars off selling America down the drain out of Minnesota, and it's coming to headlights, and her recognition as being brought to the forefront as to what she's been doing. Ladies and gentlemen, the purpose today is to simply say, wake up, stand up, speak up, be salt, be light, and vote for what will be honoring to God in the continuation of the Constitutional Republic called America. Thank you so much for tuning in. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB.